The so-called audit of the 2020 presidential election in Maricopa County, the Republicans in the state Senate are conducting, is coming to a head. The Senate today plans to hear an update from its main contractor, Cyber Ninjas, the company that has no experience in election audits and is run by a man who posted election-related conspiracies online. Senate President Karen Fan recently said the number of ballots the Cyber Ninjas have tallied does not match the official count from the county, and she ordered yet another recount of the ballots. With us to figure this out is Jeremy Duda, associate editor for the Arizona Mirror. Jeremy, good morning.
Morning.
So today's event originally billed as a hearing, but Democrats and the public are not participating, so now it's being called a briefing. What are your expectations for this?
The expectations is, Senate President Fan and Senator Peterson, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, they're going to ask for some updates and some stuff like that. It's hard to say what information will be presented. I mean, it's just going to be the two of them, no other lawmakers, no opposition Democrats. The questioning, I would imagine, will be pretty friendly. I think it'll probably be particularly interesting to see what Ben Cotton, the head of a company called Cypher, has to say, because he was, as we saw, I think last month, it was very well publicized that he'd taken the information, the digital copies of these voting machines, these ballot tabulation machines, to a lab in Montana to examine them. Then we saw CNN kind of camped out outside the property. It's like out in the woods. No one's quite sure exactly what he's doing there. No one's really quite sure what they're looking for. Remember, these machines have already undergone an audit that the county commissioned earlier this year from two companies that are probably arguably the most credible, most qualified companies in the U.S. to do such an examination. So it'll be interesting to see kind of what he has to say, if he gives any updates on what he's found or hasn't found.
Well, Jeremy, we come back to these words, trust and faith, and the discussion has been for months about, well, whatever they find, is anyone going to trust it one way or the other? So I sort of come back, like, what's the point of this sort of thing? Is it so that Senators Fan and Peterson can just sort of get a quick update and say thank you for your work?
Maybe, again, it's hard to say. We've had one hearing like this, a month or two ago, earlier in the audit, and the big takeaway from that was when, Mr. Cotton said, hey, these deleted files, these files that we claimed were deleted from these county machines, we've recovered them. At the time, there'd been some recent allegations directly from audit officials that Maricopa County had deleted files from some of the voting machines. Ben Cotton went before Fan and Peterson and said, hey, we were able to recover them. The county said, hey, these people are amateurs, and the reason they recovered them is because they were never actually deleted in the first place, and this just shows that these people don't know what they're doing. And that's still disputed. Karen Fan and Warren Peterson and the audit officials still stand by their claim. The county still stands by its claim, but they're no longer accused. I haven't heard an accusation about deleted files for a while. We'll probably hear some about today about these some stuff that the Senate subpoenaed that haven't been turn over, these routers that the county says it can't turn out over without kind of turning over a lot of confidential information from other agencies and crippling county operations. There's some passwords, some code for these machines that are proprietary that Dominion, the company that leases them to the county, has access to, but the county doesn't. We might hear some of that, and we'll probably just get a status update on kind of how long everything's going to wrap up. This was supposed to be done almost 2 months ago, and now it looks like we're going to have, maybe up to a couple more weeks while they recount these ballots.
Well, right. I mean, the whole project has been behind schedule, way over budget. So if Senate President Fan is saying more recounting, I mean, is this going to be done by November of 2022?
It'll be done by then, but exactly how long it takes, who knows? This is something that we were not expecting, and we didn't know it was going to be happening until pretty recently. And apparently the reason is, Karen Fan went on KTAR the other day and said—
Jeremy, you're not allowed to say those letters.
It could be right as I said. They went on another radio station.
Thank you, yes.
And said that the number of ballots that were counted by the Cyber Ninjas audit did not match the number of ballots that the county said they counted in November. And so they're doing this kind of— they're not actually recounting the races that they were hand counting earlier in the audit. They're just recounting strictly the number of ballots, and they got some machines that'll just count the straight number of ballots. This is, and we'll see if they match then. And that'll be interesting too, because what you have here, you have these two different counts, and you mentioned an issue of trust, and I think that, who trusts these results and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. And if this count comes up different, right now the count apparently is different, and I think this is going to come down to who do people believe is more likely to have messed up that count: the Maricopa County Elections Department, which is, a very professional operation, or these companies that are not really qualified to do this kind of work have been very involved in promoting these very baseless and often debunked conspiracy theories. They're using procedures that are, according to, you know, myriad election officials and election administration experts, are very substandard and not something that any professional election administrator would actually use, that have changed multiple times since this audit began. So if, you know, if this new count, we'll have to see what this new count comes up with. If it matches the county's count, if it matches the Cyber Ninjas count, if it's a completely different count than the other two.
Well, no doubt we'll be checking with you again, Jeremy. No one expected to last this long, but Jeremy Duda, associate editor of the Arizona Mirror. Thanks as always. Take care.
You too.